הנה נתתי לפניך היום את החיים ואת הטוב ואת המוות ואת הרע.
In this week's parsha, we see that Moshe Rabbeinu tells the people that they have a choice. I have placed before you today life and tov and goodness. You've got a choice between good and bad, and that choice between good and bad will give you either life or death. And he says, tells us to keep the Torah and warns people that what they really should do is uvacharta b'chayim, right? What you're meant to be doing here is, he says, there are very simple consequences to your choices, right? If you decide de'avat Hashem Elokecha lalechet bidrachav and you follow his ways, then v'chayita v'ravita uveirachta Hashem Elokecha ba'aretz she'ata v'asham l'rishta, then you'll be blessed. But if you decide to go in the other way, if you worship other gods, then I'm telling you today, ki avod toveidun, there are consequences to your choices. And of course, what he tells them is, uvacharta b'chayim. What you should do is choose life. You should choose the path of good. You should choose the path of Torah. And what I really want to talk about tonight for a few minutes is this notion of choices and the choices that we have. We're approaching Rosh Hashanah in just a couple of days. And of course we say that Rosh Hashanah is Hayom Harat Olam. It's the day of the creation of the world. More accurately, Chazal say it's not just the creation of the world. It is, the world was created on the 25th of Elul, they say. But what was created on Rosh Hashanah? Adam HaRishon. And when we read through Bereishit, there's a very beautiful comment of the Meshech Chachma, which I want to talk about, where the Meshech Chachma notes that for everything that is created, it always says Vayar Elokim Kitov. Everything, when the light and God sees that it is good. It's true that on the second day there is no Kitov, but on Tuesday there are two Kitovs. Why? And the Meshech Chachma explains that God only says Kitov when something is complete. When something is complete, Kitov. Why then does God not say Kitov on the second day? Because he's still deciding what to do with all the water. First he separates the water, and then only on the third day he pushes the water into the seas. And then he says Kitov. Kitov means it's complete. When something is complete, you say Kitov. But says the Meshech Chachma, there is one thing. There is one thing in creation which God doesn't say Kitov about. And that is human beings. Human beings he doesn't say Kitov. Why? Because, says the Meshech Chachma, man is never complete. As human beings, we're never complete because we are not static. Every other creation follows a fixed pattern. There is a pattern of the rain. There is a pattern of how, I don't know, seeds germinate. The animals follow fixed patterns in terms of their reproduction and in terms of their habits. But human beings, we are an open book. We have the ability of bechira. We have the ability of choice. As it says here, I've given you the chayim and the tov and the mavet and the ra, and you've got to choose. The question is, what are you going to be? And nothing determines that except our choices. The world sometimes wants to convince us that we are merely a product of our environment. If you grow up in this home, you'll be this way. If you grow up in this background, you'll be this way. Judaism absolutely repudiates that view. Judaism says that we all have the power of free choice. And when you open Hilchot Teshuva, Hilchot Teshuva tells us that we can be whatever we want to be. The power of free choice is, I think, at the core of the notion of tshuva. Maybe I'll share with you here a really favorite story which Rabbi Sacks told about the time when he was able to gain an audience with the Lubavitcher Rebbe. And the Lubavitcher Rebbe, he sat before the Lubavitcher Rebbe, and the Lubavitcher Rebbe said to him, "What are your plans?" And he was explaining he has to go back to university, and he used the phrase, which we frequently use, "In the situation in which I find myself." In the situation which I find myself, I... And he said, the Rebbe stopped him. He banged on the table. He said, "You don't find yourself in a situation. You put yourself in a situation. And if you put yourself in a situation, you can put yourself in a different situation." We make a lot of excuses about our choices. Everybody does it. Everybody's doing this. But the truth is, you guys have a unique opportunity to decide to make your own choices. You know, you grow up and your parents make a lot of choices for you. Later on, you grow up a bit more, and frequently you will decide to do what your friends are doing, and your friends control your choices. But I'd like to contend tonight that you guys are at a unique point in your lives, because for the first time you've left home, and you don't need to ask the question of what will I be to my parents, and you don't need to ask the question what will I be to my school, and you don't need to be asked the question what is my, you know, what is it, what's everybody in my community doing. This year you've come here to decide who you want to be. Not the boy that your parents want you to be, not the boy that your school want you to be, but now you have to take yourself aside and look at yourself in the mirror and say, what do I want to be? And that is a question where you can choose. You can make the choices. And I think that's what you want to be thinking at this time of year. Tshuva is of course returning to God, but tshuva is also returning to yourself. Who do I want to be for myself? And I'm sure you've looked at boys who have come back from a year in Israel and thought to yourself, maybe in admiration, I'd like to be like them. But sometimes even they, right, come back home and they just turn out like everybody else. And I know that when I was at your stage, I was asking myself this question on a regular basis, like the parasha says, Hayom. What is the person that I want to be? If I've discovered some value in Torah, if I've had my eyes open to a way of life which is committed to Torah and Mitzvot, what choices am I going to make? None of your teachers can make those choices for you. That's the process that you have to undergo in this period of year. Hopefully you'll do it throughout the year, but certainly in this period of the year where you have to look at yourself, and exactly like the parasha says, I have put in front of you the choices. The choices are clear. The choices are clear, and each choice has consequences. And the question is, how are you going to choose? Re'ei natati lecha hayom et hachayim ve'et hatov ve'et hamavet ve'et hara uvacharti v'chayim. And that's what I want you to be thinking about. Part of this time of year is the notion of cheshbon nefesh. Cheshbon means, in Hebrew, it's mathematics, right? It means that if I decide to follow this course, it will have a certain product, right? A times B equals, and you've got to say, wait, if I decide to act in this way, there'll be a certain consequences. If I decide to get up in the morning for minyan, and if I decide to be more makpin on brachot, and if I decide to make sure that I'm careful about zmanei tefillah, and I'm careful to wear tzitzit, that will change my life. And I can choose to make other decisions. But at this time of year, when we're thinking about tshuva, I think we have to think about the choices which create the person that we are going to be. Because those choices will have implications, and they will decide the product of who I'm going to be. And all I can say is, as the parasha says, it's our responsibility to choose well. We are human beings, and we're going to celebrate Rosh Hashanah, the day of the creation of humankind. And what we say about humankind is, we don't say human being is tov. because you have the opportunity of Tov or Ra. So gentlemen, choose well. Choose well, because that is the core of who we are. When we commemorate on Rosh Hashanah, the creation of man, we celebrate the creation of the choosing being. And it is in your hands. You are not put into a situation, you create that situation, as the Lubavitcher Rebbe said to Rabbi Sacks. So, carve out your situation to make sure that you do put yourself on that path of HaChayim, V'Hatov, the path of Mitzvah, the path of holiness, the path of Ma'asim Tovim. And indeed, please God, you will be able to write yourselves into the Book of Life. You won't be waiting for God to write yourself into the Book of Life, because you will be carving that out by your choices.